We go into space because whatever mankind must undertake, free men must fully share.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Space Punks. My name is William. This is episode number, I believe, 13. And we're going to be talking about presidential candidates and their stance on science, technology, and NASA. Today's candidate is Vermont Senator Mr. Bernie Sanders. Can you feel the burn? Now, this dude is a social media powerhouse. He's all over the place on the internet. He's on Reddit. He has his own subreddit. He has a huge, huge following on that site. And today we're going to look into a little bit about his history of science, space exploration, and the like, what he voted for and voted against when he was in Congress. So being as a space exploration advocate, Bernie has a troubling past. He's drastically cut the budget, or voted to cut the budget in 1996 for NASA, and he continued on throughout the years to decrease the budget. But his stance was that he was to decrease NASA's budget in order to support humans here on Earth, which is okay, I guess, because we need humans in order to send other humans and robots into space. Sanders has explained in the past, and I quote, "One is put in a position of having to make very, very difficult choices about whether you vote to provide food for hungry kids or health care for people who have none and other programs." So these guys have a really tough time in Congress. They have to vote and choose either lives here on Earth, feed them, clothe them, give them educations, or send tiny robots off onto Mars. And to the everyday public, that doesn't really matter that much. You know, like for us enthusiasts, it's one of the most important things in our lives is to see the latest news and the cool stuff that happens way up in space. But for most people, including myself, I believe that humanity is super important. But I also think that it's important to push forward with humanity. In Bernie's Reddit AMA, he ended his space exploration Q&A with, I quote, "But in general, I do support increasing funding for NASA." So in other words, Bernie has had to make some tough choices in the past. But in the future, he wants to make sure that NASA gets the funding that it needs to do the projects that they want to do. Now let's move forward to global warming and where Bernie Sanders from Vermont stands on the issue. All right, Bernie is extremely vocal. He's very assertive as well when he called out Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, his representative, on the Senate floor. And he said, "The bottom line is that when Senator Inhofe says global warming is a hoax, he is just dead wrong, according to the vast majority of climate scientists." And Jim Inhofe, he's received over $500,000 in donations from oil and gas companies. Now, I'm getting all this information from the feeltheburn.org website, so it's information that's out there for you guys to check out. There's links to where Mr. Inhofe has got his donations and stuff. So you can check that out at feeltheburn.org. And now onto stem cell research. Bernie has consistently voted to allow and expand stem cell research. He voted to allow human embryonic stem cell research in 2005 and to expand research into more embryonic stem cell lines in 2007. Okay, I also want to tell you guys that I used to live in Vermont. I lived there for about 2 years. I worked there. I lived in Burlington, right outside of Burlington, actually, in a little ski town called Bolton Valley. And I also lived in downtown Burlington. So I'm really familiar with Bernie, and I'm familiar with his causes, and I'm familiar with the kind of people that live in Vermont and why his stances are the way that they are, because those are just the kind of people, they're progressive people in Vermont. They want good things to happen to good people, and they're hard workers. So I can see why Bernie is choosing to increase funding to help humans as opposed to increase funding with NASA to help science in outer space. And here's another one. GMOs are a huge, huge deal in Vermont. People don't really want GMOs in their food out there. They don't want genetically modified anything in anything that they make. So you want to have grass-fed, homegrown, you know, from the farm straight to the table. There's a lot of farm-to-table restaurants out there as well. And this is how Bernie stands on the GMO controversy that's going on right now. He doesn't mind GMOs. He wants, you know, he just wants people to understand that what they're buying has GMOs in it, what kind of GMOs they are. Right? Is the food that they're buying genetically modified in any way that can harm them? And they don't want to give their babies crappy food, basically. If the GMOs aren't going to harm them, then, you know, it's their choice. They have a choice. But right now, nothing's labeled. Yeah, nothing is labeled as having GMOs in it, but you can get all the other, you know, the other products that are homegrown, grass-fed, et cetera, non-GMO. Those will all have labels on it and shouting it proudly. You know, like, hey, we have no GMOs, buy our stuff. It'll be probably twice as expensive as the GMO stuff, but, you know, at least you know what you're getting. Now, mind you, I buy GMO products. I buy non-GMO products. I buy whatever tastes good and what is a good deal. So I'm on either side of this debate. I just think things should be labeled as well. I'm with Bernie on this one. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the years that Bernie has spent or decreased or increased funding for certain causes when he was in Congress. So let's start in 1992. He voted to increase spending on AIDS research. 1994, he greatly increased spending on AIDS research. In 1996, Bernie greatly decreased NASA's budget. Here he voted to. These are all votes that he's given. This, he hasn't actually decreased things, but he's voted for them. So in scientific research in 2000, slightly increased the funding. For NASA in 2000, he slightly decreased the funding. In 2000, for medical research, he's greatly increased the funding. And in space exploration in 2012, in NASA, he's slightly decreased. 2012, for scientific research, he's maintained his status. In 2012, he slightly increased his medical research funding. As you can see by this pattern, it goes up for humans, stays steady for NASA, or slightly decreases. For regular science, it either gently gently increases, but you can come to the conclusion that Bernie is someone who can stand behind humanity, and he can, or he tries to help humanity out, as opposed to a broader science spectrum. Like, he'd rather spend the money to fight AIDS than to send a rocket ship to the moon again. You know, like, that would be his stance. And okay, so I'm going to finish this one up. If you want to check out Bernie Sanders, go to feeltheburn.org. And you can also check out some of his stances on other issues such as agriculture, the arts, defense, education, etc., etc. You can go to votesmart.org and they'll list some of his other stances. Thanks for checking out the podcast. If you like it, please subscribe. 5-star us, 4-star us, some good stars. Give us good stars. Write a comment, write a review. Let me know how I'm doing. I want to know what you guys think of it and what you guys want me to cover, because you're just as important to this thing as I am. So if you want to follow us, go to @thespacepunks on Twitter and @spaceindnews on Twitter. You can also check out spaceindustrynews.com. And soon to be updated, and actually soon to be up, is thespacepunks.com. So thanks again for all the support. Thank you for all the emails you guys send. And have a good day. And remember that the only limit is your imagination.